Robert Edison Fulton Jr. rode his motorcycle around the world back in 1932, 25,000 miles and 32 countries in 17 months. In the 1940s, he invented the Fulton Airphibian, a car that could fly. And in the 50s, he invented an aerial rescue system called Skyhook. It allowed planes to pluck troops or spies from behind enemy lines without landing. Robert Fulton lived a rich and storied life. He died last Friday in Connecticut at the age of 95. He used to tell his sons, one measure of a man is what he does when he has nothing to do. Joining us now to talk about some of what Robert Fulton created when he had nothing to do is Dorothy Cochran, a curator at the Smithsonian Institution's National Air and Space Museum. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
You have the Airphibian as part of your collection there at the Smithsonian. Can you tell us about it? What did it look like?
The Fulton Airphibian is a cute little aero car, as they call them. Airphibian refers to the fact that it can fly and drive. And his intent for this was to have a vehicle that would save him time. What he did was a lot of business travel. And he found that when he got to a local airport somewhere, there was no way for him to get into town, save wait hours or minutes or whatever for a taxi. So he took the idea of a Stinson Voyager aircraft design and modified it so that it would have an attachment or detachment, actually, the wings and tail that would come off of the aero car itself. So he could fly in the aircraft, park at the airport, detach the tail and the wings, and then drive off in the cockpit of the airplane, now his car.
I love this description from his son. He would describe how they would fly to Martha's Vineyard, take off the wings, drive around the island, put the wings back on, and fly home.
And indeed they did. I mean, he flew that plane and drove it for over 100,000 miles, including a trip to England. And it was indeed the first aero car type to be certificated by what was then the CAA, the forerunner of the Federal Aviation Administration. And that occurred in 1952.
Now, I've read Charles Lindbergh actually tried flying the Airphibian, said it worked just fine, but it was never commercially produced. What happened?
Well, it was one of those things where you have to have financial backing. He had the idea, and he had backers, but when the plane first was certificated, the only organization that bought it was the CAA, and his backers felt that they hadn't got enough of a return at that point, so they backed out, and so he didn't get the chance to really fulfill his dreams with it.
The Airphibian, it's said, went 110 miles an hour in the air, 55 miles per hour on the ground. Was it a good vehicle in either aspect of that? Was it a good plane? Was it a good car?
Well, that's probably the ultimate problem with an aero car design, because his isn't the only one that was out there. They are kind of neither fish nor fowl. And so they're not high performance, either in the air or on the ground. Obviously, you know, there have always been the idea of an airplane in everyone's garage, or people are going to, especially after World War II, this whole idea that returning pilots and everyone was going to become air-minded. And this was certainly the way to do it, was to have an aero car.
I have this image of Robert Fulton just sitting around his back porch, maybe thinking, you know, I've done that. What can I possibly think of next?
Well, he certainly was that type of individual. He had a million ideas. He was truly an inventor, a Renaissance man, very highly educated, very smart man, and he would never be idle. From my discussions with him and with his children, he was always very curious, very interested in things, and he was just one of those people with an enormous curiosity and the ability to follow through.
Dorothy Cochran, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Dorothy Cochran is curator of general aviation at the National Air and Space Museum here in Washington, remembering the inventor Robert Edison Fulton Jr., who died last week at 95. And we'll give Mr. Fulton the last word. This is from an NPR interview in the year 2000.
Life, as I see it today, after all the things that I've been through, is a tremendous adventure, full of excitement, full of interest, full of knowledge, full of putting things together. And I hope that some of this gets passed on to my children, to my grandchildren, to everybody, in a sense. I think that would be probably the best thing I could do with my life.